Okay, our first speaker today is John North from Mississippi State University, speaking on impacts and species composition of thrips on seedling cotton in the Mid-South.
Thank you. Like you said, I'm John North. I'm a first-year grad student under Dr. Angus Ketchot at Mississippi State University, and I'll be talking about impacts and species composition of thrips on seedling cotton in the Mid-South. Just kind of 2012 cotton pest summary, there were 465,300 acres infested in Mississippi for thrips. Out of these, there was 370,125 acres treated. This was every single acre in the state of Mississippi was the 465,000. Out of these, that means 80% of the acres were treated in Mississippi on an average of two applications a year and $16.91 per acre. This isn't as costly as plant bugs or bollworms, but as you can see, it's very one of the major pests in cotton. This is kind of a picture just to show. You can clearly see where the seed treatments were treated with insecticide, and in the middle, that's our untreated check where there was no seed treatment applied. And you can see it's very detrimental to the crop and delays maturity and sometimes even causes death to the seedling. Just kind of go through a description of the thrips. Order is Thysanoptera, family of Thripidae. They're slender spindle shapes, about a 1/16 of an inch long. Immatures are usually lighter in color and have no wings. Adults may have wings or be wingless, and they have many generations per year. And thrips are a major pest on cotton before squaring. Just kind of show a life cycle. Starts out as an egg and goes through two larva stages, then transfers from a pre-pupa to a pupa, and then an adult. These are just some common thrips in Mississippi. On the top left is a soybean thrip, and it can be identified by the three black stripes going across its back. Below that is an onion thrip, and to the right is tobacco thrip, which is the darker in color, followed by western flower thrips and eastern flower thrips. And the picture on the bottom right is a picture of damage caused by thrips. And what it does is it'll crinkle up the leaf and cause a real silverly crinkled leaf and can delay maturity at a high rate. This was a study done in the late 90s, and it just kind of shows the main species composition of thrips. And as you can clearly see, your high-end were tobacco thrips and western flower thrips, and soybean thrips really weren't an issue, and it was mainly tobacco thrips. On thrips threshold on seedling cotton is anywhere from emergence to four leaf stage at one thrips per plant with immatures present. There are some additional considerations to use if it received a soil or seed treatment, or watching the cotton stage of development. If that cotton's growing at a fast pace, it can grow out of the thrips and maybe not have to be sprayed. The following project that was done by these authors was a regional project across the Cotton Belt and taking over 17 locations of Aris Evicta seed treatments with Timic as an in-furrow application and an untreated check. It was four row plots at 50 feet long, planted at different locations with seed treatments of Aris and Evicta with a Timic applied in the seed furrow followed by untreated control. Aris and Timic and the untreated plots were also treated with the following fungicides, and Evicta was applied with a fungicide package. Other treatments included a shot of Orthene at the first leaf stage, third leaf stage, and first and third leaf stages throughout. Thrips were then collected by cutting 5 to 10 seedlings on three different sample dates, and in Texas, in two locations, there was only two dates, beginning from first to second true leaf stage. Seedlings were then placed in containers and brought back to the lab where their thrips were killed and counted under microscope to see what species. Out of the thrips observed was tobacco thrips, onion thrips, western flower thrips, and soybean thrips. And this is, the following data shows that tobacco thrips were the main species out west in Dimmit, Texas, and Sunray, Texas. Western flower thrips were more compatible, but tobacco thrips were by far the most common throughout the areas. And this chart shows was taken in 2009, and the numbers are the mean of adult thrips per five plants, and that number to the right just shows the percentage of them. And this data slide was in 2010, as you can clearly see, it had the same effect. The majority of thrips was tobacco thrips, and onion thrips in Texas were was this time, but that's just I mean, that really doesn't matter. It can, it just varies by year and by weather conditions. I got this chart highlighted. I wanted you to take a look at the numbers of imidacloprid. They were found to be 67, thymethoxam 72, aldicarb 68, and untreated checks had numbers of 78. There really is no difference in here. The untreated checks were higher, but through aldicarb, thymethoxam, and imidacloprid, their numbers were pretty much close together. And this is just yearly. I mean, they can it can range differently and from year to year and by weather conditions. We had some problems with thymethoxam this past year and recorded resistance in it. And 18 days after treatment, you can clearly see that the untreated check is higher in thrips numbers, and imidacloprid and thymethoxam had some control. But 26 days after treatment, thymethoxam is way over our untreated checks, followed up by imidacloprid having the more efficient control. A total of 2,911 thrips were identified from the three sample dates across all locations. Means of 65 thrips per location were collected from untreated plots, and means of 49, 37, and 32 from Aristimic and Evicta. And the reason Evicta has such a lower number is Evicta treatments were only located at 10 locations instead of the total 17 locations. Thrips numbers were low at all locations, and species composition computations as presented in this paper may not be representative of conditions more conducive to higher thrips numbers. This can be due to neighboring crops, altered planting dates, whether it was planted early or late, dry versus wet conditions, mobilization from thrips hopping from one plot to the next, and pre-herbicide applications. And I was lucky enough to tag along with Dr. Ketchot this past summer and help him rate some thrips tests. And you could clearly see where herbicides were applied. It really held back the plant and delayed maturity. So in conclusion, after 10 years, thrips are still a major pest of cotton throughout the Mid-South. Different factors play into impacts of these pests on the cotton, and it is important that we continue this research on controlling thrips throughout the Mid-South. And at this time, I'd like to take any questions.
We've got plenty of time, so please.
Yes, sir.
John, I got a question. The 28 day after treatment rating, why do you think there were more thrips in cotton that had thymethoxam in the same versus the treatment check?
Really, it could have just probably killed off some predaceous thrips or beneficial insects and really kind of flared those thrips again, and they came back in a larger number. But I really can't tell you. That's my guess.
Any other questions? Well, thank you, John.
Thank you.